The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Cahill Frail, Executive Chairman of Open Orphan, ORPH. Cahill, good to chat to you.
Justin, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Nice chunky deal out. $13.4 million influenza human challenge study contract win. And so take us in there. The share price is reacting nicely. So tell us more about that, if you could, Cahill.
Yeah, look, Justin, we took this company over exactly 18 months ago then. But 18 months ago, HVIVO, and the average contract then was $3 or $4 million. We always say we're going to nudge them up. So 13.4 for a flu study is pretty cool. That's 50% of the revenues of 2 years ago. Whereas now, as of today, we've about 90% of the 50 million we're forecasting signed. So it's a pretty cool way to go into Christmas to have 90% of our 50 million that we're guiding for next year. But anyway, look, flu studies, we have a lot more of them coming. This is not the last. It's not the first either. We've had three others this year. So yeah, quite excited.
Yeah, I suppose the awareness of viruses has gone up massively from everyone. Before it was pretty much limited to the medical profession, but now because of the coronavirus and Omicron and all that stuff, people are a lot more aware. And I've been told to get my flu jab and all that stuff. Are you seeing a lot more flu this year?
Yeah, we're in a lucky position. Just we've had that pandemic bounce with the whole COVID thing around Open Orphan. However, we know COVID's not going away. We do a lot of work in COVID for quite a few years to come with the variants. But the other big one is flu, RSV. So we're just seeing huge inquiries all around, particularly for flu, but also for RSV. And then new models, malaria models, TB models. So yeah, it's a really good time to be testing vaccines, antivirals. There's a lot of money going into them, and our job is to test them all.
Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned there, like I said, COVID's not going away and cases are rising now with Omicron we'll have, continue to have mutations like the flu. It'll be with us forever. Of course, as we get more immunity, it won't have such an impact. But do you expect to be doing some more COVID work next year, Cahill?
Yeah, the clear part I tried to guide earlier this summer, I thought COVID might have been waning completely. That revenues this year would be in around 20% of our overall revenues. And then we guided next year we'd do 50 million in sterling revenues. But that's excluding COVID work. It's clear now COVID's back. We will have COVID revenues next year. We're just being careful. I don't want to, in the past, been overexcited, so I'm just being careful. But we're always saying we're very comfortable. We'll do 50 million sterling easily next year. With 90% of that now contracted, and that's non-COVID. So whatever COVID revenues, it will be on top of that. But we all know there's a lot of work going on in COVID. We're all going to get used to the boosters, and we're all going to get used to, the COVID, as you say, hasn't gone away.
Mm-hmm. No, it's increased. I think it's a regular thing with vaccines now, isn't it? It's one of the things to add, including flu and all that. So it's definitely a growing market. Okay, Cahill, I like this bit. Three reasons, if you could, at the end there. People are listening to this right now and liking what you're doing, but are not following the story yet. Just give them those three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Open Orphan to their watch list, please.
Yeah, look, the main reason I keep emphasising that, I get a lot of hassle on the shareholders as the share price goes down, but we did IPO at 5.7p. It did run up a lot higher, but I would be the largest investor in any of our companies, particularly within Open Orphan. Wrote a large check this summer. So heavily invested management team. Good part is we're making money and we have a lot of cash in the bank. That means we will never be out fundraising again. And finally, I just think we've got a lot more plans for the company. We've only been in control of it for 18 months. If we've done this much in 18 months, just think what we can do in another 18 months.
Yeah, absolutely marvellous stuff. Yeah, no, it's been a tough market for, small micro-cap stocks in the last 9 months. But I think, as we go towards the end of the winter and 2022, I think we may have a Santa rally because it's been very bearish. And that's a good setup, I think. But I'm quite positive about 2022, aren't you?
No, absolutely. I think we've a shakeout in the market the last 3, 4, 5 months. And we go into next year. I think it's a whole new year of new investors, and I think I see the AIM market in much better shape than where it has been the last 5 months.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Cahill, good to chat to you. And we'll speak in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.